You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on January 18th, 2026. Welcome to episode 3 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up today is Stephanie Boulay's Essay Que Quocon Viva with Ses Photos de Moi. That was Ses Photos de Moi from Stephanie Boulay's Essay Que Quocon Viva. Next up is Von Iver's Sable Fable. Here is short story. I would like to comment on SFU athletics at this time. On January 12th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference announced their Athletes of the Week between January 5th and 11th, where Matias Del Rio Riotegui earned the men's track and field honors for his first Athlete of the Week award as he ran 800 meters in 2:03.6 on January 10th at the Silver and Blue Invitational in Reno, Nevada, the third fastest mark among GNAC runners in this indoor season. Both basketball teams were in action on January 15th, with both tip-offs at 7 p.m., first with the Red Leafs women as they hosted the Alaska Anchorage Seawolves at West Gym on the Burnaby Mountain campus, and SFU were shaded by Alaska Anchorage 79-72. The Seawolves were led by Kimberly Carrada with 20 points, Taylor Searcy with 15, Harrison Mahela with 14, Elena Mack and Faith Merzberg with 10 points each among 9 scorers. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs were led by Bree Neufeld with 23 points, the highest in the game, Rachel Lukes with 13, Sophie Bergeron with 11, and Zoe Sharp with 10 among 7 scorers. Now with the SFU men's, as they visited Western Oregon at Wolves Athletic Center in Monmouth, Oregon, and the Red Leafs were swarmed by the Wolves 76-59. SFU were led by Zach Stone with 21 points, followed by Sartaj Bangu with 12 points among 7 scorers. Meanwhile, Western Oregon were led by Jedin Panigar with 23 points, the highest in the game, Carson Frinke with 18, Braden Olson with 11, and Peter Kachi Guanaji with 10 among 7 scorers. On January 16th, both Red Leafs track and field teams started in the UW Indoor Preview at Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington, with the first event starting at 1 p.m., where distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 8 results for SFU, the cutoff for preliminaries for finals events. Lupo Wang competed in both men's high jump events, winning the first one in a 3-way tie at 1.95, sure with Caleb Amon with up Trinity Western and Leland Lieberg of Washington. In the women's high jump B section, Charlotte Bosma leaped 1.6 per second, only behind Annette Morsdorf of Pacific Athletics at 1.65, followed by Olivia Winbill at 1.55. Sorry, just a minute, please. Just want to get the standings for, just want to get the rankings for Olivia. Just a minute, please. Sorry about this once again. Olivia Winbill leaped 1.55 for third, and Noba Wedman-Kent at 1.45 for a tie for 7th, with Carly Huber of Central Washington. 6 events were on tap for January 17th. The Day 2 of UW Indoor Preview kicked off at 9 a.m. with 5 events at Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington, where distances were in meters, with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 8 results for the Red Leafs, the cutoff for preliminaries for finals events. Olivia Winbill leaped 11.9 in the women's triple jump for 8th, one of 5 events that kicked off day 2 of UW Indoor Preview at 9 a.m. Emma Connon won the women's 60-dash finals at 7.45. Danish Adams leaped 7.45 in the men's triple jump for 7th, and Jacob Hall dashed in at 6.75 in the men's 60-dash finals for 2nd, only behind Ray Wales Jr. of GLF at 6.71, followed by Liam O'Donnell at 6.98 for 7th. Emma Connon won the women's 400-dash at 53.56, Zachary Jago won the men's 400-dash at 47.29, Stephanie Miller ran in the women's 800 at 212.33 for seventh, and Colton Plummer won the men's 800 at 149.38. Jalen Cummings clocked in at 24.7 in the women's 200 dash for fifth. Nathan Roth leaped 6.94 in the men's long jump for sixth. Jacob Hall charged in at 21.86 in the men's 200 for third. And in the men's 4x400, the quartet of Tyson Carr, Colton Plummer, Liam Barnes, and Zachary Chegel ran in at 317.27 for third among six teams. Just a minute, please. Let me find out. Yep. The last runner was Zachary Chegel. In the UW indoor preview, the SFU men won 3 gold, 1 silver, and a bronze for 5 medals for third, while the women's won 2 gold, a silver, and a bronze for second, only behind Stanford at Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs women's basketball hosted the Alaska Fairbanks Canucks at West Gym on the Burnaby main campus. My screen directed somewhere else. Let me find out where I lost. With the tip-off at 1 p.m., and SFU trounced Alaska Fairbanks 109-46 for a record-breaking win. The Canucks were led by Pearl Green with 24 points, the only double-digit scorer among four. Meanwhile, Sophie Bergeron led the Red Leafs with 30 points, followed by Rachel Lukes with 22, and Bree Neufeld with 19 among 9 scorers. Later on, the SFU Women's Wrestling hosted 2 duels at West Gym on the Burnaby main campus, where the weight classes were in pounds, with the first duel against Chadron State Eagles starting at 4 p.m. I will mention the Red Leafs winners. Kelsey Lewin tumbled Adriana Lopez in 117. Laura Alcondor-Soto dominated Anna Rojas Zamora in 124 via a 17-3 technical fall. Ella Finding overwhelmed Piper Cadden in 131 via an 11-0 technical fall. Agnia Krakosova dominated Meredith Nash in 138 via a 10-0 technical fall. Liv Weber overwhelmed Nevaeh Leonard in 145 via a 10-0 technical fall. Lene Marie McCracken upended Rowan Wilkin in 160. Paige Maher tumbled Cecily Frates in 180. And Julia Ritchie defeated Esther Peters 7-4 as SFU dominated Chadron State 35-11. And the Red Leafs women's wrestling won the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference crown, after which they hosted the Menlo College Oaks for their second duel starting at 6:30. I will mention the SFU winners. Gina Bolognese edged Kayla McKinley Johnson 3-2 and 1-10. Ivy Threatful upended Hayden Fry at 152. Ella Finding blanked Haley Narahara 2-0 in 131. Agnia Krakosova dominated Macy Stemmons via a 10-0 technical fall in 138. Liv Weber overwhelmed Vania Victoria via an 11-0 technical fall in 145. Lene Marie McCracken tumbled Alexander Lopez at 506 in 160. Paige Maher shut out Michaela Lancaster 9-0 in 180. And Julia Ritchie won via a forfeit in 207 as SFU overwhelmed Menlo College 32-11, with the women's wrestling team being the back-to-back Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference champions. And the Red Leafs men's basketball capped off January 17th by visiting the St. Martin Saints at Marcus Pavilion in Lacey, Washington, where the tip-off was at 7 p.m., and SFU were trounced by St. Martin's 84-61. The Red Leafs were led by Mikhail Malubuyak with 15 points, followed by Sertaj Bangu with 11 among 9 scorers. Meanwhile, the Saints were co-led by Daquan Watson, Caden Hansen with 20 points each, the highest in the game, and Pablo Navarro with 11 among 8 scorers. Today sees the SFU Women's Wrestling in Evergreen Open at Constantino Recreation Center in Olympia, Washington, starting at 11 a.m.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority while overall records are used to break conference ties. St. Martin's are first at 7-0 conference, 15-2 overall. Northwest Nazarene are second at 5-2 conference, 11-5 overall. Montana State Billings are third at 4-3 conference, but are 15-5 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 4th, 4-3 conference, 12-6 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, 5th, 4-3 conference, 9-7 overall. Seattle Pacific, 1-2-3-4-5-6, 3-4 conference, 8-6 overall. Central Washington, 7th, 3-4 conference, 9-9 overall. Western Oregon, 8th, 2-5 conference, 7-9 overall. Western Washington, 9th, 2-6 conference, 8-11 overall, and Simon Fraser, dead last at 2-6 conference, 5-13 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the women's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Much like men's, conference records take priority while overall records are used to break conference ties. Central Washington are first at 7-0 conference, 16-1 overall. St. Martin's second, 6-1 conference, 10-6 overall. Western Washington's third, 6-2 conference, 14-5 overall. Northwest Nazarene fourth, 4-3 conference, 9-6 overall. Much like Western Oregon. Alaska Anchorage, 6th, 3-4 conference, but are 11-5 overall. Simon Fraser, 1-2-3-4-5-6, 7th, 3-5 conference, 8-11 overall. Montana State Billings, 8th, 2-5 conference, 10-10 overall. Seattle Pacific, 9th, 1-6 conference, 4-12 overall. And Alaska Fairbanks, dead last at 0-7 conference, 0-15 overall.
Celebrating Vancouver's underground rock music culture for 3 days of shows from incredible local and touring artists, the second annual Unreal City Festival takes over the Rickshaw Theatre and the Russian Hall, January 15th to 17th. Featuring local artists like Worry War, Jody Glenham, CJSF chart toppers Devour, and the Houseplant. Scene veterans buy a thread. And headliner Spencer Krug of Wolf Parade, Sunset Rubdown, and Moonface. Give me your eyes, I need my This unique festival finds bands and music artists upstairs, while downstairs you get access to the coziest grandma's living room style lounge in the city, with DJs, hot food, drinks, on-site tattoo artists, and more. The second annual Unreal City Festival, January 15th to 17th at the Rickshaw Theater and the Russian Hall in East Vancouver. For passes, go to unrealcity.rocks or head to CJSF Music on Instagram to win tickets.
Welcome back. The third act is Dempsey Bolton's I'm Not Sad, You Are. The tune is Comfortable Lines.
Time for the song to start now.
Time, separate, blur lines, don't communicate. Each try is a leap of faith, coming back when I should keep away. Make love in the summer heat, take drugs with the kind you eat. Your style makes it bittersweet, with you away. I don't know which is worse, looking for love, familiar hurt. I'm looking away when I don't know the words, when I don't.
Next time you'll be changing up, but slowly I'm fading. Next time just from standing around, I can only stage it. Each time I'll be swearing off, low key I'm shameless. I come back, slowly I'm faking. Next time you'll be changing up, but slowly I'm fading. Next time just from standing around, I can only stage it. Each time I'll be swearing off, low key I'm shameless. Come back.
Wait.
Welcome to the second half of episode 3 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music featured on the SFU Red Leafs hockey and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Blind Lemon Pledges, Lemon Live, with The Red Rooster.
To crow for day, I got a little red rooster. He's just too lazy to crow for day. Keeps everybody in the barnyard upset in every way. But now the dogs begin to bark, and the hounds begin to howl. I said the dogs begin to bark, yeah, the hounds begin to howl. Let me tell you, people, means my little red rooster's on the prowl.